Marty, we begin in news this week with the Las Cruces City Council. A couple of very interesting developments. The council is mulling a change in the mayor's term and also changes to hospital speed zones. Tell me about that.
Yes, Fred. They had a work session, so it was just a discussion this week on both of those issues. And so this will obviously come up later for a vote. The mayor's term has to do with the fact that it's every 4 years, and half the council districts are on that same ballot and the other half aren't. And that creates a kind of an inequality there in some regards. So they're talking about a 6-year term instead of a 4 for the mayor, which would put it in between all of those council races. They say that districts 1, 2, and 4, which are on the same ballot as the mayor, don't have the advantage. If somebody is a councilor from that district and wants to run for mayor, they have to give up their seat. Whereas if councilors from 3, 5, and 6 do not have to.
I see.
And also there's more, there's a bigger turnout when the mayor is on the ballot.
Ah, yes.
That inequity they're trying to address now. My reporter on this says he'd be surprised if this actually goes through, but it will go to a vote eventually.
Right.
On the hospital speed zones, there are people that want to get rid of them altogether. Apparently they're not very common in other communities, and there are others that want to extend it for a longer length of the road. We're talking about Memorial on Telcher, and we're talking about Mountain View on Loman. And so they are going to look at this to see if maybe they want to do away with them or even extend them. There's kind of an extreme on either side, and that will eventually go up for a vote as well.
All right. In Southwest Living this week, we take a look at a desert pollinator's challenge to survive.
Yes, and surprisingly, bats. There are 3 species of bats that don't feed on flying insects. They feed on nectar, a lot of it, from the blue agave cactus. And they become pollinators that way. And there are 3 species in New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas, especially in the boot heel of New Mexico, that feed on the blue agave. And there is a group called Bat Conservation International, which is trying to help this species survive. They overwinter in South Mexico, in the southern part of Mexico, and then they come up here in early spring and summer, and then have their babies and then go back. But the population has been cut in half, they estimate, in the last decade or so, and for various reasons.
Very
so
interesting.
Very important,
yeah,
to the ecology, but they are endangered, especially the lesser long-nosed Mexican bat.
All right.
So anyway, a very fascinating article on that.
That is interesting. We think of bees for pollination, but we don't think of bats. How about that? In business this
exactly.
week.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you read this, you kind of, you know, bats are pretty scary to a lot of people, but they are very, I don't know, I think they're fascinating.
Yeah, important to the ecosystem. All right, we've got in business this week a Masiya company owned by sisters-in-law, divides into 2 businesses.
Yes, they were off just off the plaza, and they one of them is now called Legacy Pecans. That goes back to a longtime family, a pecan-producing family in the area, and that's Heather Salopek. And then their sister-in-law, Tennille Salopek, is owner of Buffalo Swag, a Southwest clothing and jewelry boutique, and they are now going to operate out of the same business, out of the same building on the Masiya Plaza, but they're separate businesses.
Oh, okay.
And so they have reorganized.
Very interesting. We have only about 20 seconds. You got a special pullout section in the Home and Garden Show this weekend.
Indeed. We have the Home and Garden Show coming up, and this year it's at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum this weekend, the 13th and 14th. We have a 12-page pullout, gives a schedule and all the information.
All right.
You might need.
We will look for it. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.